Hello, this is Kendall Parts here on the Kill Them Kendall Parts podcast. I want to talk about Steven. First, I want to say this. Of course, you know, it's been hard for me to be consistent because I'm trying to do everything at once. So I know that y'all. I keep promising I will be consistent. I don't be. It's wearing me out too, man. Now I work at Walmart in Cincinnati, Ohio. The one that I go to, I'm not telling you the address. People are crazy out here, but you know, you may hear me, you may run into me. I keep running into people that know me personally, and that's why it's so good to go out instead of being at home, sleeping on your bed all day, every day. So I love it. I can't wait to go back Friday. I gotta figure out my schedule. Figure out a way to get my schedule going. After Friday. Been struggling to be consistent, but at the same time, I'm getting to them. I'm working to them towards the money, man. That's all it is. Okay, now I have been waiting to talk about this. T.O. versus Stephen A. Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen A. Smith is lying. He is lying. Lying when he said, when he tried to play down the reason that he fired Matt Kellerman from First Take. He was on the Joe Budden podcast, and he said, "Oh, me and him just didn't work out. We've been, I wanted something new, and blah 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 blah, and we just didn't work out. And blah 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 blah." When he knows the real reason why Max Kellerman is not at First Take anymore, and probably the reason why he's not at the network anymore, because he's the big dog at ESPN. And so when you are not really all that cool with Stephen A. Smith anymore at ESPN, the bosses up there may feel like, okay, well, what's the point of keeping him? He ain't. We got rid of Jay Will and Keyshawn and him. You know, and I'm gonna get into that, right? But yeah, like, what's the point of keeping him, right? So he was a part of the big old layoffs a couple of months ago. Like last month, 2 months ago, something like that. It was a big, big layoff thing, blah, 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 right? So, him not being part of the Stephen A. Smith tent anymore. It's probably the reason why that they let him go. Of course, he did. As I mentioned, the morning show with Keyshawn and J. Will. He had his own show called This Just In. And all that. But the real reason why he is not with Stephen A. Smith anymore is because T.O. And we all saw it, right? They was talking about Colin Kaepernick, about how and Stephen A. Smith, he was criticizing Colin Kaepernick like crazy, right? And he said something that has been crawling under Stephen A. Smith's skin like crazy. Years later, Max Kellerman is more blacker than you, Stephen A. And we all saw the reaction. Oh boy! Just because, and actually, you know what? I have supported Stephen A. Smith over the years. He was the black face at ESPN that I did grow up loving, but he sounds like Jason Whitlock sometimes when he speaks on black issues, and that's the part of the reason why Max Kellerman is gone. He did not like that black people messed with Max more than they messed with him. Because every time a social issue comes up, Max is already, he's the historian. Shout out to Marcellus Riley. Wiley. I want to say his name right, with a W. Marcellus Wiley. He broke it all. He broke it all down on his YouTube show or podcast, which is called Dang, I want to say it right. I was just on it. Hold up here. I want to get this right. I don't want to just say stuff. Don't Shut Up. So. I think that's a thing with, he's playing off of that Laura Ingalls line. With that Shut Up and Dribble line that she said towards LeBron James, don't shut up, right? So he was the one that was breaking it down, like, because he worked with Max on his show on ESPN LA, on a local show in Los Angeles. It was the Marcellus and Matt show, right? So yeah, Matt is somebody that black people like. She's more liberal on issues. He's hip hop like crazy. I think he even rapped. Of course, he knows his boss and stuff like crazy. But on social issues, we love Max. He's going to say it always on our side, no matter what. And he's one of these white folks that hates racism. Right? Hates racism against black people. Spoke out about George Floyd stuff, all that. So the fact that a lot of black people could relate to him and they liked him better than they liked Stephen A. Stephen A. resented that. His thinking was, okay, man, I cannot have my own people say they mess with you more than they do me when it comes to talking about these social issues. And again, that's why he's gone, right? Anybody stupid. So, T.O., that clip, after he said what he said on Joe Budden podcast, that clip resurfaced around the internet, and he quote tweeted it. T.O. did, talking about some facts. And it was facts. But if we really, he said it tongue-in-cheek, but he said it tongue-in-cheek, but that's why Stephen A. Smith got mad. But Stephen A. Smith is still mad, right? So, like, he wasn't really all that serious with it, but, you know, that's the way that Stephen A. Smith talks sometimes. Like, even recently, like, he out here talking about Donald Trump. He's not as racist as people make him out to be and all that stuff. Just because, I spoke to Donald Trump. That's just like a lot of people coming out and saying, oh, Donald Trump ain't racist. He was around a lot of rappers, though. A lot of your favorite black rappers years ago. So? Was that before birtherism? Yes. And let's be real, a lot of our favorite black rappers do love to be around a lot of rich folks. And with that, he was the hip hop dude. You know, a lot of rappers talked about getting rich like Donald Trump in their music. I want that Donald Trump money. I want to get rich like Donald Trump and all that stuff. He was a reference in hip hop. And hip hop songs like crazy. But then, what made people turn on him is that they found out a lot of racist stuff, and plus, he was being racist on the campaign. But it all started when he said that the first black president was not from the U.S. And guess who wanted to have an unpopular opinion in the black community? That's also his line too. Oh, just because I don't say something lockstep with the black community, I'm getting called a sellout. You always against speak out against black athletes. You know, I'm not a weed smoker, but that's just my preference. But weed is not bad. Now, maybe it's starting to get bad because this fentanyl they put in people's weed or whatever, but you know, it seems to line with that. Stay off the weed, right? Of course, you know what I'm saying? He was going back and forth with Kyrie Irving about the vaccine and all that stuff. Right? And of course, he was around Skip Bayless, who was the most craziest LeBron hater we ever seen. And Skip Bayless also hated T.O., calling him obliterator, and guess who was right there next to him while he was saying all that stuff about T.O., Stephen A. Smith. And just like LeBron James is with basketball, just at his position, right? T.O. is a top three, maybe even top two. Some people got him even over Jerry Rice as the best receiver ever. No, thank you to T.O. He came to my city for a year playing with Chad. He was a Bengal. And even though they sucked overall, he played great. I loved it. He played fantastic. So T.O., where was I at? Of course not. Skip Bayless talked about him like a dog, and he's one of the top three, or the top two wide receivers of all time. You know, Jerry Rice. Maybe the third one, we could say Randy Moss or something, right? Because Randy Moss was just crazy. When you watch him receive the ball, you know, so like he's top two, top three. In one of those three orders. No matter what number you put him at, he's one of those three numbers. One, two, or three, right? So, you got Skip Bayless who loves to hate on him. Then this dude, Stephen A., great. But Stephen, I think I don't want to repeat myself, but when Donald Trump said that about Barack Obama, about his birth certificate, right? Stephen A. Smith was the one that came out with an unpopular opinion saying that, it wasn't racist, it was just stupid. People on campaigns do this all the time. But Stephen A., you know that that's what gets said about black people in our entire history of living over here which is the go back to Africa trope. That's the trope that they put on Barack Obama. But when it was said about Ted Cruz, they said about Ted Cruz, but they eventually moved on fast, quick, in a hurry about Senator Ted Cruz. Why? Because his mother is from Delaware, which is ironically the state of Joe Biden represented, right? His mother is from Delaware. Leave him alone, right? But they didn't give Barack Obama that same grace because his mother is from Kansas. And I bet you that if it was actually true that Barack Obama wasn't from the United States, they would have investigated to see if his mama was actually born in the United States. They would have investigated that. They didn't investigate Ted Cruz. Why? Because he's more white looking. Right? So, yeah, Stephen A. Smith came out with an unpopular opinion. Oh, it wasn't really all that racist. Come on now. It's stupid. And then he's friends with Sean Hannity. We know that Sean Hannity was one of those birth conspiracy theorists. And then a couple of years later, he wants to call the people who raised concern about Russia, and they and interference with Trump and the Trump campaign in 2016. Oh, they being like birthers. What? Weren't you a part of birtherism? I remember seeing you on your show. But that's science. But yeah, Stephen A. Smith is cool with people like that. Max Kellerman, I bet you. So that's why he's mad at T.O. Then he's talking about he's gonna expose T.O. And I'm watching. I didn't click on it, but he ain't really exposed nothing. Like, it's not big on the internet. And actually, Stephen A. Smith, he wanted to sue Stephen A. Smith and ESPN because Stephen A. Smith was disclosed text messages that T.O. and him was going back and forth with. Stephen A. Smith had been a coon for a long, long time. And folks like me, and I'm gonna take the blame for it. Didn't really pay attention to it a lot of times because we liked him as an entertainer. You know, we see Stephen A. Smith every time the Cowboys lose. We get excited about the Cowboys losing because we get to see Stephen A. Smith on First Take the next morning. Be all gleeful about what happened, right? To the Cowboys. But outside of that, he's a coon. I don't give a damn how much you entertain me with your hate of the Cowboys. You're a coon. You're always against black people or a black lying about Lonzo Ball like you just keep lying. It's crazy. Alright, well, I wanted to speak about that because I got tired of his lying. But support the page, support the Twitter, my personal Twitter _ Mr. Parks, MR_MRPARKS. Podcast, Twitter, which one I mainly be on, it's _ Kendall. Follow me there. Alright. Talk to you guys later. So I'm going to try and drop it every Tuesday, whether I record it on Tuesday like right now, or I record it on Monday after I get from work. So I'm gonna, again, try to be consistent, but I'm gonna try to not let it slip my mind. It's not gonna be every day like or every other day like it used to be. The person that helped me with it for a few, cause I went through some struggles, but She taught me how to actually do it per week, and I said we go do it every Monday and put it out every Tuesday. So I'm gonna try to record on Mondays instead of recording on Tuesday and just dropping on Tuesday at the same time. All right, make sure to share with your friends when you see this. Share it on social media. Send it to Stephen A. Yeah, so I don't mind. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye bye.